Good morning, everyone. I'm Victoria Crook. Some of you might know me as Tori. A lot of you might recognize me as Bill's daughter, or the girl who sometimes dances upon this platform here. I have grown up in New Hope. I was a part of the children's ministry, VBS. I went on missions with youth. I did the lock-ins. I was baptized at the age of 11, deciding to give my life to Christ alongside my brother, right up there. And I have known this church and I have known my faith my whole life. I've had a typical Christian upbringing, I would say. We would pray before meals, go to church on Sundays, celebrate Jesus at Christmas, the whole shebang, you could say. And it was so typical that I never really thought that a call to ministry would happen to me, that I would be here standing in front of you saying that I want to live my life for Jesus, through Jesus, with Jesus, and in ministry. What really changed for me, or began this path that I am now on, was the summer of 2014. It was after my senior year of high school. I unfortunately hadn't had the opportunity to go on many mission trips at that point. I was taken by school and extracurriculars. And I decided that I wanted to spend the summer to go on mission. All my friends did it. It seemed like a lot of fun. And it just like was a great experience and opportunity to have. The first mission trip we went on was to Asheville, North Carolina. And we met one of the most incredible, special families I've had the ability and the opportunity to have encountered. The Warren family taught me so much about love and kindness and just the love of Jesus and how to live through him with their actions, their openness, and the words that they welcomed us with. It was a very thoughtful summer. It was also the first summer that Liz was our intern. And I thought that her job was so cool. She got to go on all the mission trips, she got to work at the church, and she got to be a part of this life every day for the summer. And I thought, you know, next summer, after my freshman year of college, I kind of want to do this too. Thankfully, I attended UNC Greensboro alongside Liz, so I got to bother her all year about it, and she got to bother me. And we were lucky enough to have New Hope welcome us both as interns the following summer. And it was this summer that the seed was planted for my way in ministry. I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, it's pretty clear. What really spoke to me, or the moment that began this whole journey, was I was driving home one day. It was a normal day here. Don't really remember what we did, just normal stuff. And I was driving home really wondering what I wanted to do with life. At this point, I was a dance major. And I loved my work, and I loved dancing. If you know me, that's all I did. Like, over 20 hours a week was spent in the studio and training, and I thought I was going to be in New York, and I was going to be a dancer, and this was where my path was. But I also realized how much I loved to be with people, and how much I loved to help people, and how much I loved to do God's work. And I was trying to reconcile with, how can I keep it all? How can I do it both? And I heard this quiet whisper as I was driving home, one that I instantly knew was God, saying, you can do it. Saying that I can do what I need to do, what I feel compelled to do, what I feel is my path, and that he would be the one to guide me. I didn't recognize this as a call to ministry at the time, but rather a reassurance that there was a plan for me, and it was the right plan, and that things were going to happen how they happened, however unsure I could be, but that they were right and that God was there for me. So after I went back to school, I decided to make a major change for me and to change and leave the dance department and to become a double major in International Studies and Peace and Conflict Studies. And I thought, here's me. I can help the world. I can be, you know, a saving grace to people. Maybe I'll be a lawyer. And then I realized, cry during arguments, don't know if people want people defending them who cries during arguments. I'm not sure that's exactly the kind of person they're looking for. But either way, I was going to do something. Back to my summer at with student.church here at New Hope, Liz and the rest of CBF had told me about another internship called student.go. And this internship, instead of being placed with a church, you're placed with the field personnel. So you're working in communities, nonprofits, around the country and around the globe. So it gives you the opportunity to work beyond yourself and beyond your community. And all through college, I was like, you know, I really want to do student.go, but the time's not right. And I kept putting it off and putting it off. Until last year, I was like, you know what? It's my last summer. I'm graduating, and I need to do something. And I need to do student.go, because it was just nagging on my heart, and I knew that this was where I had to be. And I'm very thankful that I listened to the voice inside of me, and I listened to God. And I applied, and I was placed at a nonprofit called Delta Hands for Hope in Shaw, Mississippi. It's a very small town, very different than Raleigh and Greensboro. It's about 1,500 people, and I would be serving as their summer camp director. I knew no one going in. I talked to the director on the phone, but I really had no idea what to expect. Nor did I realize that this summer would open my heart and open my eyes into the world of ministry. And here's that I learned: ministry is not just within the confines of a building, and it's not just within the church, but that ministry is in all aspects of our lives, and it's in all parts of the world that we live in, as long as we look close enough, as long as we lead through Jesus Christ. So I got to take a wonderful group of kids from Shaw, Mississippi to Houston, Texas on a mission trip. Got to be a chaperone without having my little brother in the youth, so I didn't have to worry about him. And I began to realize that this is what I wanted to do, that I wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself. I wanted to do God's work, and I wanted to live life through Jesus Christ. And I'm a researcher. If you know me, I like to do my research on everything. I'll look up whatever information I can find before I make a decision. So I got back home. Me and Liz went to C'est la vie, which is a retreat for the interns and college-age students, and I began to ask a bunch of questions about divinity school. Why are you going into divinity school? What is your call to ministry? What else can I do? And after tons of research, I had to accept the fact that I was, in fact, being called to ministry. That law school wasn't for me, that wherever, New York wasn't for me, or in the aspect I assumed it would be, that ministry was where I belonged. And it was a little hard to accept. It wasn't a big boom or a sudden epiphany. It was a slow process to where God kept revealing to me again and again, calling me until he finally said, listen, this is what you want to do. This is where you can do it. There's no reason you can say no now. So I called Liz, or I texted Liz, and I was like, I got a question for you. I want to go into ministry. How do I do it? And from there, it began a pretty long process at this point trying to get there, but it's been a very rewarding process on the way. I chaperoned the youth fall retreat, and I announced to the group of kids and wonderful youth and Brian and everyone who was there that I had accepted the call to ministry and that I was following in the footsteps of Liz and Justin and Taylor, that we are all going on a path differently, but that we are all wanting to do the Lord's work. And to me, it opened my eyes to ministry, not just within the church, that the walls don't define what ministry is. The walls don't even define what the church is. That we are the church, and that we are doing the work that needs to be done through whatever avenue that we work through kind words, through our jobs, through our relationships with people. And I want to continue that work, and I want to move beyond the borders that we have created for ourselves, or I have created for myself. I believe that ministry was just in a church, but that, in fact, it's in the world around us, and that the walls don't define us, that this building doesn't define us, and that ministry is more than just preaching every Sunday morning, but it's living your life through Jesus, and it's living a life of love. And I wouldn't have been able to do that or realize that or accept this call if it hadn't been for my family, who supported me through all my major changes and all my travels, through this church that helped grow me and support me and love me, even when I went astray, even when I came back. And they supported me through all of the hard work that we've all done, and they allowed me to be an intern, and they allowed me to go to Student.Go, and they prayed for me and supported me, and I couldn't have done it. And to Liz and Brian for being wonderful role models for me, because I'm not sure I'd be up here if Liz hadn't already paved the path, and for all the work that's been being done within this church. And so for that, I thank God, and I thank you. So I will now like to invite Liz to give her testimony.